Morning, Dr. Standard. I had a 12-lead EKG report on patient Lois Smith. On 11/6/25, Mrs. Smith performed a 12-lead EKG. Here, the patient's in a normal sinus rhythm with a first-degree heart block period. QRS complexes are normal. There's a left axis deviation. Period, no paragraph impression, first-degree heart block, and left axis deviation. Next. 6-minute walk test on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. McNitt. On 11/6/25, Mrs. Willis performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 93%, period. Patient walked 254 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. The paragraph impression, a moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Malaysia, MAHLYSIA, Hankins, HANKINS. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 11/6/25, Mr. Hankins performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 463 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Jonathan O'Reilly. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 11/6/25, Mr. O'Reilly performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalled capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility or improved effort, period. The paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma or improved effort after bronchodilators. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lisa Mack. This goes to Kareem Edith. On 11/6/25, Mrs. Mack performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalled capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/13/25. There's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jeannie Smith. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 11/6/25, Mrs. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, forestalled capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study data, 6/5/25, there's been no significant change. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with without a bronchospastic component. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ben Neito, N-I-E-T-O. This goes to Dr. Badoki. On 11/6/25, Mr. Neito performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forestalled capacity was minimally impaired, and was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. When compared to a prior study dated 7/8/25, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.